听力课堂，听 class.com。
Friends, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. I thank you for joining us today. On this second day of March's culture lesson, we continue to explore the fairly new social trend of texting, especially as it relates to teens. Now, a recent study found that American teens are sending, on average, a few hundred messages every day, and that's if they're not sleeping. It's really a lot of text messages. Actually, that's the problem. Young adults are skipping much-needed sleep so they can communicate with their friends via text messaging. Now, let's open our magazines to page 51 and start reading under the heading, The Cost of Staying Connected.
Teens and Texting. The cost of staying connected. Teens send and receive thousands of messages to stay in constant contact with their friends. Texting makes them feel like they're in the loop. That need to stay connected often prevents teens from getting adequate sleep. Michaela Espinoza, 17, used to sleep with her cell phone beside her bed. Eventually, her sleep became affected, especially on nights when she received texts at 3 a.m. Soon she was having painful headaches during the day. Espinoza is not the only teen with sleep-related problems.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. I'm Chip.
And I'm Chelsea. Thanks for joining us for our second day of this month's culture article, Teens and Texting. Now, yesterday we learned all about what text messages are and what it means to send a text, and we learned that teenagers all across America are spending a lot of time and a lot of energy on sending text messages, so much so that most of them are not getting the right amount of sleep at night. Thus, they are very tired during the day. So, as you can see, text messages have really become a huge distraction, a technology distraction in the lives of many teenagers. So this is a major problem, Chip, and today I hope we can come up with maybe some solutions to what this problem is.
Right, and most of us know that sending and receiving text messages does cost a little bit of money, and it shows up on your telephone bill. But maybe it costs more than just money. Maybe it's costing something even more important than your money. So our article today starts off by saying the cost of staying connected. And so we're going to be talking about what it costs to stay connected with friends and family.
So teens send and receive thousands of messages to stay in constant contact with their friends. Yesterday, we received just one example of that with the Hardesty girl who sent almost 15,000 text messages in 1 month. So this is pretty amazing, and they do it because texting makes them feel like they're in the loop. Now, this is kind of a fun saying that we have in English, Chip. If you're in the loop, what does that mean?
Well, that probably means that you're in the loop of communication. So you're connected with people who are sharing information with you. And as a teen, and really as an adult, it's important to be in the loop. Because when you're in the loop, you're hearing the latest news. You're hearing news about friends and news about family, maybe news about your country. And that means you're in the loop. You're able to hear this news.
Well, and if you are a teenager, you certainly don't want to feel out of the loop when it comes to knowing what's going on around you. Out of the loop would be the opposite of feeling in the loop. For example, if you miss a class one day and you go back to school the next day, you might feel a little bit out of the loop because you weren't there the day before and you didn't really know what went on, and maybe you don't understand what your classmates learned the day before. So, sending and receiving text messages allows teenagers to feel like they're in the loop, and that need to stay connected often prevents teens from getting adequate sleep. We learned a little bit about that yesterday. Now, Chip, I really like to get adequate sleep. I need it in order to function well the next day, but a lot of these teens are not getting adequate sleep.
Right. That means that they're not getting enough sleep in order to do something. When we talk about adequate, that simply means enough in order to do some purpose or enough for some purpose. For example, whenever I go hiking, I always want to pack an adequate amount of food and take an adequate number of supplies so that I don't go hungry on my trip. And that is the same idea here. You need adequate sleep in order to function at your job or at school. If you want to function properly, you need to get enough sleep.
Well, let's meet someone who was not getting adequate sleep because of text messaging in the middle of the night. Her name is Michaela Espinoza, and she was 17 years old at the time, and she used to sleep with her cell phone beside her bed. Now, a lot of people do that. I sleep with my cell phone beside my bed because I use my alarm clock that is built into my cell phone. But she was sleeping by her cell phone for a different reason. And we know that that reason was to send and receive text messages in the middle of the night.
Okay.
Now, Chip, what happened with her sleep?
Well, our article says that eventually her sleep became affected. And I think we probably expected this. This technology was a distraction for her sleep. So her sleep became affected, especially on nights when she received texts or text messages at 3 a.m. So that's, we would say 3 a.m. is in the middle of the night. It's still dark outside. It's hours before she would need to wake up. And it's right in the middle of important sleep.
Now, I know that I absolutely hate when I am disrupted during the middle of my sleep. I can't imagine someone sending me a text message in the middle of the night. Unless it was very, very important, it seems like something like that could wait until the next day. So soon enough, she was having painful headaches during the day. And Espinoza is not the only teen with these sleep-related problems. As we know, there are many, many teens who do not get adequate sleep. Only 20% of them get the recommended 8 hours. Most of them don't get enough sleep. And it's because of things like this.
Right. And I think it's interesting that she was getting headaches because she wasn't getting enough sleep. I think it's obvious that if you don't get adequate sleep, you won't be able to function very well at work or at school. But what is also true is that if you don't get adequate sleep, your body will pay for it. It will cost your body's health something that maybe you're not ready to pay. Well, we're going to learn more about teens and texting after the break. But before we take a break, let's watch today's skit.
You are always texting.
I know. I'm staying connected. Why aren't you?
It costs too much.
No. I have an unlimited texting plan. I can send hundreds of texts a day. It costs very little.
I'm not just talking about money.
Huh?
Texting takes time, too.
It sure does.
Time you could spend studying, or playing sports, or sleeping.
Sleeping? But I want to be in the loop.
You may be affected by sleep-related problems.
No, not me.
Oh, yeah? Do you have painful headaches during the day?
Headaches? Yeah.
Uh-huh. Do you have difficulty concentrating?
What did you say?
Yeah. And how is your immune system?
I do get sick a lot.
Oh, see? Texting costs more than you think.
So what can I do?
You need a texting curfew. No more texting after 10 o'clock at night.
Curfew? Oh, no.
Oh, yes. It's the first step to a good night's sleep.
Okay. I'll have a texting curfew. Hey, I can't wait to tell my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Many of us cannot live without our cell phones by our side. I know many people like that. Now we're finding that many of us, teens in particular, cannot sleep without having their cell phone right next to their bed. If you thought sending thousands of text messages a month was costly, consider this. Cell phones very much have the ability to wreck our health. And that is a heavy price. But it can be avoided. Let's get back to the reading on line 12 and see if there's any solution to this problem of staying connected.
Teens and texting. Besides headaches, these teens also experience difficulty concentrating, bad moods, and weak immune systems. Many teens fall asleep in class, and some even confess to falling asleep while driving. Turning off the phone. After seeing their phone bill, Raina Hardesty's parents restricted Raina's use of her cell phone. Parents also set texting curfews, a time after which no more texting is allowed. Many teens are discovering for themselves the benefits of turning off their phone at night. It's a good first step toward a good night's sleep.
Welcome back. Just before the break, we met Michaela Espinoza, who has experienced firsthand the effects of texting in the middle of the night. We know that after receiving text messages at 3 in the morning, she started to get headaches the next day while she was at school. But that's not all. Besides headaches, these teens also experience difficulty concentrating, bad moods, and weak immune systems. Now, an immune system is that system in your body that consists of cells and tissues, and they make it able to protect itself. So your body is able to protect itself and fight off sickness because of your strong immune system. So if you're not getting enough sleep, that system is going to fail you and you're going to get sick. Now, Chip, I like also it says that they might experience bad moods.
Right. And I think I can understand how this might happen. If I don't get an adequate amount of sleep, then sometimes I am in a bad mood that day. That means that I would be easily angered or easily frustrated, and I might be a little cranky, and some of the things that I might say might sound a little angry. So I'd be in a bad mood. Well, many teens fall asleep in class, and some even confess to falling asleep while driving. So here, it's not just a matter of having a weaker immune system or being in a bad mood, but this lack of sleep, this failure to get adequate amounts of sleep is really hurting these teens.
Yes, and not just these teens, but it could hurt other people as well, because some of these teens have even confessed to falling asleep while driving. And we know that that means any number of people can be hurt. If you're driving in a car and you wreck it, it's not just you that might be in trouble. So if you confess something, you admit that you have done something wrong or something that you feel guilty or bad about. For example, if you cheat on a test, you might feel bad about it, and the next day confess to your teacher that you cheated.
Right. That would mean you're saying something that you are not proud about, maybe a little embarrassed to admit. Well, Our next section is called Turning Off the Phone. And this might be a good idea. If you're sending several thousand text messages every month, then maybe you need some time where you just turn off the phone. Well, after seeing their phone bill, Raina Hardesty's parents decided to set a phone curfew. And they decided to restrict Raina's use of her cell phone.
And that word restrict means to limit the movements or actions of someone. So her parents restricted her use of the cell phone. That means they limited her use. They said, no longer can you be sending almost 15,000 text messages a month. We are going to restrict you. Maybe they set a guideline. You can only use it for a few minutes a day, or you can only send so many text messages a month. And these restrictions, I think, were very, very good and very necessary in order to get their daughter's maybe bad habit of sending text messages under control.
Okay, and our article actually goes on to explain one of the ways that her parents restricted her use of the cell phone. Her parents set texting curfews. Now, I don't know if you know what a curfew is, but actually our article goes on to kind of explain what a texting curfew is. It says, a time after which no more texting is allowed. And actually, Chelsea, in my house, when I was a teenager, I had a curfew. Now, I didn't have a cell phone or a texting curfew, but I had a regular curfew, which was a time of the night when I was expected to be home. My curfew as a freshman in high school, I think, was around 10:30 p.m.
And that sounds similar to what I had. I think this is very common for many teenagers in America. Teenagers in America like to go out and have fun with their friends, especially on the weekends. But most parents set a curfew which says that you have to be back in your house by a certain time. I think as I got older, my curfew was extended to about midnight. So these are texting curfews, though. That means parents say you cannot text message after a certain time of the night. I think this is very, very wise, and I think it will allow teenagers to get more sleep and therefore to be healthier in general.
Right. I'm sure it probably helped the Hardesty family. Well, our article goes on to say that many teens are discovering for themselves the benefits of turning off their phone at night. It's good. It's a good first step toward a good night's sleep. And I think this would make sense. I hope that we have several friends out there that have already discovered the benefits of restricting themselves and restricting their own use of the cell phone and maybe turning off their cell phone at night.
Right. And I understand the fun that it is to send text messages on a cell phone and the convenience that it is, but teenagers also need to understand that there are more important things in life, such as getting sleep and doing well in school. I know as a teacher who was a high school teacher in America, there were even sometimes when students would try to send answers to each other on their text messages, through text messages. And this is just not a good thing. So text messaging can be good and it can be bad. There is a point where there needs to be a limit set.
Well, we hope you've learned something today and yesterday about texting and maybe some of the benefits of turning off your cell phone and putting limits on how much you send and receive text messages. Well, that's all we have for today, so let's visit the chat room.
Hey Ashley, remember the other day we were discussing how nouns can evolve into verbs?
Oh yeah, we talked about words like Googling, authoring, and carting.
Well, here's another one, texting.
Oh yeah, that's a good example. 20 years ago, no one would have used text as a verb. Text was something printed in a book. And now we use text as a verb to mean sending a text message on a cell phone.
But this article mentions texting curfews set by parents. What are those?
I know a curfew is a specific time set by the parents of a teenager to return home. When I was in high school, my parents said I had to return home by 11 p.m., and that was my curfew.
So texting curfew must mean a time after which no more texting is allowed.
Yep, it must be.
So what happened if you came home after 11 p.m.?
You mean if I broke the curfew? Then I'd get grounded.
Grounded?
Yeah, that means to be punished and restricted to your home.
Oh, so it's like being a prisoner in your house.
Exactly.
So was your curfew always the same time?
Well, before high school, I had an earlier curfew because I was younger, and the curfew varied with the day of the week. On a school night, I had to be home pretty early because I had to go to school the next day. But on weekends, I could stay out with my friends until a later hour.
Interesting. You know, I should think about a curfew for my son.
Ken, your son is only 1.5. I don't think you need to worry about setting a curfew for him for a while.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. Hey, thanks for explaining all that.
You bet.
Curfew 原本是指戒严时期的宵禁令，有 curfew 的时候夜间是禁止外出的。那现在 curfew 通常是表示青少年晚间必须要回到家的这个门禁时间，比如说 I have an 11 o'clock curfew， 我11点钟以前必须要回到家。若是你在 curfew 前赶不回家，那你就有可能被 grounded。美国的小孩如果不听话，最长的处罚就是 get grounded， 被禁足。父母亲会说 you are grounded， 意思就是说你被禁足了。那在禁足的期间，放学后就得待在家里，周末也不能够跟朋友出去鬼混。有时候呢，禁足期是一天，有时候会是一个月，这是要看犯错的大小而定。好，一起来看今天的 language tips。
嗨，大家好，我是 Michelle。 首先我们看 in the loop 这个成语， loop 是指圈圈，所以 in the loop 是指参与其内或者是知情。例如 even though Janet is currently out on a business trip, she's in the loop on all our big decisions. 虽然 Janet 现在出差了，但是她都有参与我们每一个重大的决策。她的反义的片语是 out of the loop， 也就是不知情的或者是局外人的。例如 I've been out of the loop on what has been happening in town since I moved， 自从我搬家之后就不晓得镇上的动态了。继续我们看的是 adequate 这个形容词， adequate 是指足够的或者适合的。例如 We have to make sure we have adequate food for our camping trip， 我们得确定露营的食物的量是足够的。或者是 adequate lighting is crucial for students learning，足够的光线对学生的学习是很重要的。最后我们看的是 confess 这个动词， confess 是指承认或坦诚。课文中提到 confess to something 是指坦诚某件事情。例如 George confessed to sneaking out during work， George 承认上班的时候有偷溜出去。如果是对某人坦诚，也是用 to 这个介系词。例如 Nick confessed to his parents that he stole money from them，Nick 向父母坦诚自己偷了他们的钱。 And that concludes our language tips today. Keep up the good work. Bye-bye.
Teens and texting. The cost of staying connected. Teens send and receive thousands of messages to stay in constant contact with their friends. Texting makes themfeel like they're in the loop. That need to stay connected often prevents teens from getting adequate sleep. Michaela Espinoza, 17, used to sleep with her cell phone beside her bed. Eventually, her sleep became affected, especially on nights when she received texts at 3 a.m. Soon she was having painful headaches during the day.Espinoza is not the only teen with sleep-related problems. Besides headaches, these teens also experience difficulty concentrating, bad moods, and weak immune systems. Many teens fall asleep in class, and some even confess to falling asleep while driving. Turning off the phone. After seeing their phone bill, Raina Hardesty's parents restricted Raina's use of her cell phone.Parents also set texting curfews, a time after which no more texting is allowed. Many teens are discovering for themselves the benefits of turning off their phone at night. It's a good first step toward a good night's sleep.
Cairo Arrival.
Chapter 15.
Jenny found she could speak freely with him, and speak freely she did. Jenny was quite shocked at the words coming out of her mouth. She had just opened the door to this man, and suddenly she was opening up her heart.
I apologize for just babbling on like this. I guess I just needed a listening ear.
That's quite all right. You've been through quite an ordeal.
Well, thanks for hearing me out. I don't know what I'd do. Oh, Kate! I completely forgot!
Who? What?
Kate, my friend. She was coming to join me for breakfast. I just got confused with all that's been going on. I'm sorry.
Jenny went over and opened the door.
Well, you look refreshed. I was able to contact my mom. I told her about...
Kate caught a glimpse of Baron sitting on the sofa.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I intruding?
Oh, no, Kate, not at all. This is Baron de...
Dalla.
Dalla, from the State Department.
Very nice to meet you, Mr. Dalla.
The pleasure is mine, miss.
Oh, Baron, this is Kate, my friend I was telling you about.
A pleasure to meet you, Kate.
Kate, Baron called just after we spoke. We were just about to go over to the embassy. I completely forgot about breakfast.
Why don't we all go out together?
Kate ever so quickly tossed Jenny a wink.
Looks like help has come. Things might be turning around for you, Jenny.
Well, I thought there might be a solution to this problem. It's as simple as turning off the cell phone at bedtime. Sounds easy enough, but it might take some willpower and a little encouragement from mom and dad to actually do it. Friends, please take advantage of our Talk About It questions. I know text messaging is a big trend where you live, so I am sure you have a lot to say on this subject. Tomorrow is a new month and a new lesson about a big event taking place in a big city. Friends, we'll see you then. Bye-bye.